Investigations into the fire that gutted the Central Medical Stores last year has revealed that the fire was deliberately set to destroy evidence of theft, massive fraud, and widespread irregularities. A statement read by the Attorney General, Marietta Brewer-Piaopong, at a news conference, said one Samuel Dogbe, a labourer, is believed to have been paid by a network at the Central Medical Stores to set medical supplies and records worth millions of Ghana cedis ablaze. 12 others, including the head of the Central Medical Stores, an interim management committee member, and acting head of the Central Medical Stores, are alleged to have been implicated in the case. We bring you excerpts of the statement read by the Attorney General, Marietta Brewer-Piaopong.
Among the irregularities and fraudulent activities in the procurement and allocation to health institutions revealed by the National Security Investigations were the following. A. Malaria control program managers diverted large quantities of anti-malarial drugs meant for public health institutions. B. The system software for recording stock levels of medical supplies and keeping track of allocations was manipulated, rendering it ineffectual and facilitating massive diversion of medical items. C. Large quantities of artemether lumefantrine, an anti-malarial drug, were stolen or diverted and sold to entities in Nigeria and La Côte d'Ivoire. D. Anti-malarial drugs were routinely diverted to non-existent NGOs. E. Some drugs were falsely declared to be close to their date of expiration so that permission would be given for them to be taken out for destruction. These were then sold to private pharmacy shops after permission had been granted for them to be destroyed. F. Expired drugs, mostly anti-malarial medicines, from a private pharmacy shop were sometimes swapped for good drugs supplied to the CMS by the company. G. 50 boxes of assorted anti-malarial drugs were hoarded by two officers of the CMS who claimed that the CMS had completely run out of those drugs. H. Following the discovery of widespread corruption in the sale of anti-malarial drugs, an embargo was placed on the sale of the drugs to private health institutions. However, an officer of the CMS evaded the directive and continued to make deliveries to private health institutions, falsely recording that those deliveries had been made to the Kolebu Teaching Hospital. I. Large quantities of perfidy, a highly controlled narcotic drug, were stolen from the CMS and sold mostly to a pharmacist at the 37th Military Hospital in Accra. J. Expired medical non-consumable items, including face masks and disinfectants, were regularly sold to private entities and the monies shared among the staff that facilitated the transactions. K. Supplies of medical commodities to the CMS were based on the issuance of acceptance certificates prepared by the Ghana Health Services for payment. However, procurements were made and certificates of payment issued without any effort at cross-checking at CMS to establish whether the right drugs had been supplied and in the requested quantities, among others. The following officers of the CMS were identified by the National Security Investigation as being part of a network at CMS responsible for the systemic theft of large quantities of medical supplies and irregularities in the procurement and allocation to health institutions. Peter Ekojima, former head of CMS. Alhaji Yusuf Inua, member of the Interim Management Committee of CMS. Idrisu Abdul Karim, acting head of the CMS. Gifty AC Mankata, principal pharmacist, warehouse manager, and also the warehouse manager. Zibot Do, warehouse manager. Ibrahim Lai Amati, line warehouse manager, General Pharmaceuticals Unit. Kwame Foley, warehouse manager. Mathias Sinaya, warehouse manager and General Pharmaceuticals. Victoria Enin, senior supply officer, project store. Abdul Karim, James Benjamin Annan, pharmacist and systems analyst. Peter Atiaba Ada, storekeeper. Now, government's directives. Government has directed the Police Criminal Investigations Department, CID, working in collaboration with the Bureau of National Investigations, to prepare appropriate documents with respect to each individual, their collaborators and accomplices, as well as other suspects named and unnamed in the report, with a view to their prosecution at my instance.
Those were excerpts of a statement read by the Attorney General, Marietta Brewer-Piaopong.
Cynthia Boateng, our reporter at the news conference, is in the studio now to give us more information. Welcome, Cynthia.
Thank you, Baba.
So what else can you tell us about the news conference?
Well, you know, it's been a year since the fire gutted the central medical stores. And so the Minister of Health was at the media briefing, and he apologized for the delay in bringing out the report. But he gave a reason for that. He said that the main suspect, Samuel Dugbe, who is at large, needed to be interrogated to get more information from him, because he will probably tell them how it happened and who exactly are involved. And that notwithstanding, the Ministry of Health has also taken some measures regarding how to make systems work in the civil service to prevent corruption and fraud. So let's take a listen at the Minister of Health, Alex Segbefia.
As well as the fact that the report is very comprehensive, as you can have, you've learned from the statement, there was the need to actually get as much information to deal with prosecutions that are to follow, as you've heard. And the key person who will throw further light on this is still at large. So we apologize for the delay, but there was method to our position in terms of the delay process. I keep telling my staff at the Ministry of Health that it is no longer business as usual. The report highlights the need and the basis for which transfers, movement of staff is really necessary within the whole civil service organization. When people stay in a place too long for a certain period of time, it is very easy, if you incorporate bad habits, for them to stay. We as politicians know the essence of movement. We are moved around quite frequently. The civil service does not do this. And it's quite clear that bad habits, when they are formed, are perpetrated to the time where you get to a point where somebody can decide to burn the whole central medical stores. It will not be business as usual. The report will be followed through. The audit team will be put in place. This government, under President Mahama, is clear in his mind that it is going to tackle corruption. And from what we've gathered and from what we've heard, even with some of the Public Account Committee hearings, there is corruption in the system. Systems are not being followed. People are lax about issues that come out. And the president must follow the rule of law, and that is what he's doing.
Okay, so Barbara, the report also showed that the central medical stores did not comply with fire safety measures, and that's probably the reason why the suspect was got easy access to the place and then carried out the evil deeds, if I should put it that way.